America inside the numbers. More than that, really, the whole world in the numbers. According to the UN, we have crossed the 8 billion person mark in November of 2022. They're estimating now 8.2 billion people. But a new study out of Sweden says we're undercounting by a lot. We may have as many as 10 billion people on Earth. They're saying that a lot of people are not counted, you know, when you go through.
Wasn't that, that reminds me of a line from, what's the movie, the Wolverine movie?
Oh, Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, thank you.
Yes.
The first one.
When Powers Booth.
Yeah, he parachutes in or his plane crashes and he's military officer.
Yeah.
Runs into the band of rebels led by Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
And a young Jennifer Grey.
Yeah, but
with her original nose.
We just mentioned her. And at the end of it, you know, they've been fighting a war for like, in the middle of it, I guess. They've been fighting for 6 months.
The resistance, yes.
And they say, well, who's on our side? And Powers Booth said, 980 million screaming Chinamen. And the kids go, I thought there were a billion screaming Chinamen. And he says, there were. Puts out the cigarette.
And yet, on the other side,
great line.
Don't you have a friend who has visited China?
Yes. Well, it's not a friend. I don't know that BB Shea knows about this. This is about golf. I used to play golf.
Okay, okay.
All right. I was playing golf once with my friend Phil. And how do you feel about this? When you play golf, if you're by yourself or say you're with a twosome and somebody else joins up.
Hate it.
It's the worst
thing. Hate it, and I hate the fact that they make you do it.
Yes.
That's why we always lie about how many people we have.
Yes. And you're smart to do it.
Yes. We say we have four. We only bring two or three.
Yes.
And they'll be here in a little bit. Yeah. Let's just start, and they'll come. Like, yeah.
Okay. Because when you've got – so
– odd numbers are bad.
Odd – well, it's
– small numbers and odd numbers.
It doesn't – it just – if you've – yeah, because if you've only got two or they'll hook somebody with you – and you don't know that person. And for me, all of a sudden, you're really, really nervous and everything goes poorly.
Yeah.
Don't you?
And then you have to try to keep up conversation with them. I don't know this dude.
It's terrible. It's like if you're eating lunch with your wife or friend and somebody just comes over and says, you mind if I sit with you?
For 3 hours.
Right. Even worse.
Yeah.
You see, he knows it. I mean, play golf. So my friend Phil and I were playing. This is 1997. And, first three holes, I'm on fire. I'm like par, bogey, par. Great for me.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, I'm crushing it out here today. I'm killing Phil.
Throwing rocks tonight.
Right. So, then all of a sudden this guy walks up, you know, white t-shirt. He just comes walking up, rolling his clubs. He's like, you guys mind if I join?
You got room for another?
Got room for y'all just a twosome, right? Because we were waiting, you know. He's like, y'all just a twosome, right? And I was like, as I was saying no, and Phil's like, sure.
Yeah.
Phil. Well, it turns out this guy was a professional billiards player. And
a good one.
And a very good. I mean, he'd been on TV. What was his name?
Strickland.
Earl Strickland. Well, Phil knew him. And like two holes in, Phil's like, are you on TV? He's like, I'm on ESPN. Earl Strickland, professional billiards player.
I'm glad to meet you.
Yeah. And Phil's like, Phil Novak, put her here. You know, it's like, oh, well, great. Well, this guy.
That's when Kelly's game went to S.
Oh, my God. This guy was a great golfer. He's probably shot 73. And Phil was just shot for shot with him and playing out of his butt.
You're in the woods.
In the woods. In
the sand.
At one point, it was one of those where you're in the sand, you go over the green, back over, back over, back over. And Earl Strickland finally said, for pace of play purposes, you need to pick it.
Pick it up, son.
I know. I was like, you know what, Earl? He may love you. He may be kissing your boots.
Ready to play.
He's ready to play. As an athlete, we ain't ready to play. All right. Okay. So, I mean, I had one of the worst rounds. I probably shot 120. Meanwhile, Strickland's at 73 and Phil shot like 81. And I'm just like, you know, it's one of those where you're just muddy and awful and your hair's all tousled and everything. And Earl Strickland by the end was like, is this your first or second round playing? I've played. Here's why Chris Dim brought him up. In the middle of it, we're like on hole 15. And I guess there must have been an Asian player in front of us. And he said, I've been to China many times. The tour, you know, on for billiards.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, they say there's a billion people over there. And we were like, yeah. And he goes, I've seen them. There's 2 billion.
What kind of access does a professional billiards player get that we don't?
I've seen it. I've been over there. I bet you there's 2. And so, you know, later I was like, Phil, how can he say? He's like, Earl knows. Earl just knows.
If there's anybody who knows, it's Earl Strickland.
I've been amongst them. There's two. Well, according to this new study out of Sweden, he's right.
We're not. Yeah, he was always right.
He's always right. They say there's 8 billion people in the world. And there's 10. Probably the leader of the study.